Welcome to Sex Chat for Christian Wives.
We're four marriage and sex bloggers.
Discuss the naked truth.
What does God really want for the sexual intimacy in our marriage?
I'm Jay Parker of Hot, Holy, and Humorous.
I'm Chris Taylor from The Forgiven Wife.
I'm Gay Christmas of Calm, Healthy, Sexy.
I'm Bonnie Burns of Oyster Bed 7.
Hi friends, this is Chris for Sex Chat for Christian Wives. I'm here to ask you to prayerfully consider providing us with financial support to attend the Declare Conference this fall. Between the conference ticket, travel, hotel stay, and food, costs do add up. Your contribution makes a huge difference, and we've already been able to purchase our conference tickets now. Thank you so much for your help. Whether you contribute $5, $50, or even $500, we promise to get as much as we can from the conference, using it to help us with our ministry at Sex Chat for Christian Wives and to make our podcast even better. If you'd like to donate, we have a GoFundMe button on our website at forchristianwives.com, and we'll also include a link in our show notes for this episode. Thank you so much for all your support. We know that oral sex can be a difficult subject in plenty of marriages. Is it okay for oral sex to be part of a Christian marriage? And what about germs? And what if a couple disagrees, with one spouse wanting to give or receive oral sex while the other spouse doesn't want anything to do with it? In this episode, we're going to tackle some of these questions together. So let's go ahead and start with the really important question. Is it okay for oral sex to be part of a Christian marriage? Ladies, what do you think?
Well, I turn to the Bible always for my foundation, and there are two verses that many scholars say in Song of Songs potentially refer to oral sex, and in one, the woman says, "I delight to sit in his shade, and his fruit is sweet to my taste." And then another one where she invites him to come and blow on her garden, and a garden. And so, you know, in both of these, the fruit would stand for his parts and the garden for her. And so there's mouth contact there. And I think that that's a very reasonable reading of that. So it's quite possible that oral sex is actually mentioned in the Bible.
Well, in that blow on my garden, what follows at the end of that verse is, "Let my beloved come into his garden and taste its choice fruits."
Oh, yes.
So there is tasting.
Yes.
And in addition, there's nothing in the Bible that prohibits it.
True.
Not that I've seen.
You know, one of the other things I also look to is God's creation and these kinds of things, and how is something made. And so there's nothing that's hygienically a problem with that for the most part in most cases. And it's really just skin. I mean, it is very sensitive, but it is skin like other skin you have.
If you can kiss a neck, if you can kiss breasts, if you can kiss a stomach, there's no dividing line that says don't cross below the belt.
Just because it has a little hair. Doesn't matter.
Well, it might not.
Not a lot of times. I mean, this is the 21st century.
I'm in the garden. Slow wax.
So, yes, I would say, in answer to your question, I would say it's fine for it to be part of a Christian marriage.
Yes, I agree.
And I would say that that doesn't mean it's right for every marriage. You know, we always have to look at first whether the Bible prohibits it, and I think we're all in agreement that it does not. But there might be some couples where there are some reasons that would be particularly unloving or a particular problem.
Well, yes, everything that is allowable is not necessary in the marriage bit.
Right, right. And so that's, you know, we can say it's okay in general, but each couple's going to have to determine for themselves whether that works.
And if you're really wondering about it, do your own study. I highly recommend your own study. Don't just take our words for it. And pray about it.
Agreed.
You know, I've heard a lot of women talk about germs and isn't it unhygienic? And, you know, I want to talk about that a little bit because sometimes there are some health concerns that we need to consider, and germs being one of them, but then there are some other issues as well. So what are some of the things that women should be thinking about? Where might oral sex be a problem?
If there is an STD, or now called an STI, sexually transmitted infection, or some other kind of problem, if there's like a sore or something like that, a cut or whatever, you don't want to be engaging when that is in effect.
Right. I mean, if there's something that has been brought into the marriage, then that is certainly something that has to be dealt with. But there's this really cool product, and Jay, I showed that to you. Do you remember the name of it? It was...
I'm going to have to look it up.
Lingerie... Oh, Laurel. It's like Laurel, and it's lingerie for oral sex, and it's one-time use lingerie that basically serves as a dental dam. So...
You might want to explain what a dental dam is, Chris.
Right. It's that rubbery latexy stuff that the dentist will put over your mouth, like if he's doing a root canal. And some people do use dental dams for oral sex as a way of preventing the spread of diseases. But Laurel is a lingerie that provides coverage and protection so that people, if there's an STI present, people can still engage in oral sex through that fabric.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's actually, is it up and selling now? Because I know that they had a crowdsourcing and they fully funded that. So I don't know if their shopping thing is up and selling now. But it's either out or it's coming.
I don't know if they've had FDA approval yet to confirm that it does prevent STI transmission, but anyway, if that is a factor for many couples, and so we'll see if we can find that link, because it was such a cool product.
I always feel like saying, though, if anyone associated at all with Laurel is listening, sponsor us, get a hold of us.
Please.
Send us samples.
We will mention you again.
And we will think of you often.
And I think, you know, every woman is different, and some women might be more susceptible to the bacteria, just not even necessarily sexual transmitted infections, but just the bacteria in her husband's mouth, because I do have a friend who every time they engaged in oral sex, she got a UTI. And they were really clean people. I mean, they tried to, you know, different things, brushing teeth and, you know, everything they could think of, and she still got them. So they had to kind of take that out of their repertoire. So it might depend on the woman.
Yeah. And, you know, I know, like, as I have launched further and further into menopause, all that tissue reacts differently than it used to. And so everything seems more fragile. And some things that worked fine when I was in my 20s and 30s, now it's a very different story.
The other thing that I hear from women who are concerned, they have, for instance, you know, concerns that for a man, if you're giving, not receiving, then, you know, this is the same area where urine comes out. And, of course, you can do some things to clean that area beforehand. And God built that system where that part gets totally closed off when he has an erection and is going to be ejaculating. So... And the ejaculate itself, for him and also a woman's lubrication, there's nothing unclean about that. In fact, it actually has some good properties, got some vitamins and minerals. It's very low calorie.
and semen can be used as invisible ink. Not that has God. Anything to do
okay.
with oral. It just, that was my fun
All
fact.
All the tips you can get from that.
Semen's also been... No, I think they did a study on it that it can be an antidepressant.
Yes, it has antidepressant.
Yes. Well.
So have more sex.
You know, I've heard a lot of women express concern about, you know, receiving oral sex. They like the way it feels, but they don't want to kiss afterwards because they don't want to taste themselves on their husband's mouths. Yeah. You know, that is something that you can learn to adjust to that if you want to.
Or you can just... I'm sorry.
Or not.
but that would be one of those things where that Laurel lingerie thing would be really handy, because then that substance that taste wouldn't be transmitted. Of course, then you'd be tasting dental dam taste, which isn't
plastic.
Okay, we're gonna cut that part off.
Fine. I just messed it up with my faces.
But I am recording your face, remember? So.
I just always, like, I read a sex scene here and there, like, in a novel where they had that, where they're, and, like, every time they do that, if they do oral sex and then they start kissing, I'm like, ugh, I'm out.
Yeah, I used to feel that way, but I don't anymore.
I'm glad you got past it. Some of us still have our hang-ups.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other thing that has to do with menopause and changing scent and all of that.
Moving on.
Okay. Alrighty. So if a couple does not agree about oral sex in their marriage, how can they work through that? I mean, because what I hear a lot, of course, is men, husbands who want to receive oral sex and wives who don't want to give it, or sometimes vice versa, or husbands who want to give it but wives aren't comfortable receiving it.
I think the principle of Ephesians 5:21 would cover this, which is submit to each other out of reverence of Christ. I think that you should both hear each other with an open heart and open mind, you know, just have a really honest discussion, especially if it's very important to one. There should be a really open discussion and with no judgment and just a lot of prayer. But if it's important to one, I think it's beneficial for the marriage bed to explore the reasons for and against. And if it's something you decide not to do right away, maybe it's something you can revisit down the road.
Yeah, and I think that the person who wants something that hasn't been a part of your marriage before cannot insist on it.
Mm-mm.
You know, you cannot demand something. You can't insist that your spouse do something. You can bring it up. You can, you know, honestly talk about how you feel. The other person really needs to consider that person's feelings, but you can't insist that your spouse do something.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it just breaks the intimacy that you're trying to build.
I think it's important to ask why you don't want to do something. For instance, I know we've talked about it may not be good for some marriages, and I don't know if this is, you know, there are some women who this was part of some sexual abuse in their past.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, and they, you know, that is a trigger for them. Well, that's very understandable. And so that's a different case versus someone who just says, oh, well, you know, I have a body image issue and I don't want to, him to be looking at me that close or something. Well, that's something that you can potentially work on. And so I think it's important to really know why it is that you're reluctant to do this, what's going on, and see if you can get to the root causes and then talk about those and not just the act itself.
And what were you taught about it? You know, in a lot of churches, mm-hmm. and a lot of families, that was just completely something, you know, no nice Christian girl would ever even think about doing. So do you have those kind of messages in your head? And if so, which ones are true, which ones aren't true, which ones would be beneficial to work on changing?
I mean, I have to admit that the first time I heard of oral sex, I was, you know, like 14, 15, and my response is, oh, that's disgusting. Why would anybody put their mouth?
Huh.
But it's amazing what marriage invites you to.
And, you know, I've written about finding spice to kind of spark your sexual interest, because sometimes doing different things actually builds a physical, you know, desire. And if oral sex isn't something that is more like what Jay said, more about your body image, or something that isn't traumatic like sexual abuse, is something that you can overcome, you know, give it a shot, especially if you're low sexual interest. There's nothing, like we've just said, there's nothing against it in the Bible, and it just might be something fun. You just never know till you try.
Well, it's interesting. There's some research that has come out that talks about what really helps a woman reach orgasm. And they talked about, I think they called it the golden trio, but there are three things that really are highly linked to a woman being able to reach orgasm. And those are deep kissing, manual stimulation, and receiving oral sex. You know, interestingly enough, it was not penetration. I mean, certainly that can orgasm that way, but it is easier to have direct stimulation in that area to reach climax. And oral sex is one of those ways to get that direct stimulation.
Yeah, the other thing is, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. You know, you don't have to go from no oral sex to, like, you know, blah, 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 boom, you know, the big,
yeah.
The big,
enchilada.
Anyway, you can ease into it. You can do a little bit, you know, do a little bit, receive a little bit. You can try something. You can sort of talk through with your spouse. Okay, well, let's try this. I mean, I think if that hasn't been part of your marriage and you think about what you think oral sex is, it can be very intimidating. But I think oral sex can be a progression of activities. It doesn't just have to be one big activity.
And I've written about this too, and how a lot of times we misunderstand oral sex, and it really is just mouth to genital contact. for instance, giving does not have to mean that you put the whole thing in and do the whole, you know, it can be kissing, it can be gentle licking, it can be just some other of those things. And you can certainly start there or just have that be what you do. So there's just a lot of ways to approach this.
And it doesn't need to happen until a climax. It can just be part of enjoyable stimulation that is mm-hmm. followed up by something else.
Yeah, it can just be a side dish, not the main entree.
Or it could be the main entree.
It could be the main entree. But it could also be the main entree.
It could be like enchiladas.
It can be the first course, second course, and dessert.
I'm just saying. Full-blown banquet.
Oh, it is a garden.
Yes. With lots of fresh stuff. Okay. We would love to share some tips for giving and receiving oral sex with you, and there is not going to be time in this episode, but we promise we are going to come back with another episode in the future where we share some techniques for giving and receiving oral sex. So let's wrap this episode up. Ladies, do you have any final thoughts or pieces of advice you'd like to offer to our listeners about oral sex?
I guess I would follow along with what Gay said, essentially, which is, if this is not something you've done, go ahead and be willing to maybe start small. Talk about it. Talk about what that looks like. Just kind of get used to the area. Let some exploration happen. Communicate back and forth. And you just don't have to do everything all at once. It could be one piece of your repertoire. And you may have to kind of go through it slowly and just sort of breathe through it a little bit that first time. If it feels very awkward to you, that's okay, because a lot of times the first time you do something, it feels awkward. But it can also feel very good.
And that's the part we're going for.
I think also, I'm going to add a second thing because I can. And the second thing is that I think that one of the things that really strikes me about this is it is a very vulnerable and thus intimate activity. To be that up close and personal with that area and to offer that to your husband always has struck me as very vulnerable and yet intimate.
You know, it's so interesting that you say that, because one of the things I hear from many women is that it feels not intimate because there's not that eye-to-eye contact. And I have to say that for a long time, that was an issue for me, that I couldn't see my husband's face, and it wasn't right there, and there wasn't, it just didn't seem as intimate because his face was so far away from mine.
I could understand that.
Or maybe that's just me. Yeah, I don't think it's just me. But that was an issue for me to have to work through. But it is, I have come to see it as a very intimate thing because there's no hiding anything down
there.
Yeah,
and I mean, I feel like particularly if you're giving, there's a lot of trust he's providing for you to be there.
Yeah, so kind of building on that, the tip I was going to give is that giving oral sex for women who have been hesitant or haven't wanted to do it, it actually can be quite powerful for the wife. You know, I think women who don't want to have oral sex think of it as something, you know, just you have to do or you're pressured to do whatever. But really, if you kind of take the initiative and do some things or try some things, it actually can be empowering or feel powerful for the woman. So I would consider thinking about that. You know,
he will be putty in your hands, in your mouth.
In general, for the woman to take the initiative sometimes can be quite empowering for her and good for both. But I think in this area, just because it has a bad reputation for a lot of women, if they kind of take charge, it can be empowering sometimes.
I agree with that. I think that there's something very awesome about seeing the effect you can have on his body.
And then there's worry about what's going to happen. You're in charge.
Right.
And my little reminder is that there should be no bullying about this, no coercion. It needs to be a mutually decided upon activity. And also, when you do have the discussion, really figure out your objections and figure out your whys. You know, why do you want it so much if you're the one pursuing it? But just no bullying. Not cool.
Amen.
And I don't have anything else to add. I just agree with everything you all just said.
You all are awesome.
All right. Thanks for joining us on Sex Chat for Christian Wives.
Thanks so much for joining us today on Sex Chat for Christian Wives. We encourage you to check out our website at sexchatforchristianwives.com, where you can find show notes and links to resources. That's sexchatforchristianwives.com. Also, if you enjoy our podcast, please take just a few minutes to leave a review on iTunes so that others can find the show. And tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to reach out to new listeners. We appreciate you being with us today, and we pray that God blesses you this week as you pursue healthy and holy sexual intimacy in your marriage.